Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right. So that's what we just talked about there. Let me give you an idea of how the sausage is made. Everything that we just talked about on the show was there. See those notes? Kenny, Big F Wednesday, Wings. After Kenny, there's an arrow down to dogs. Then I talk about dogs. Workout, feel good, ate clean. Those right there are my notes. There's about 10 words. That's how we just rattled off the first fucking 54 minutes of this shit show. Things are going to happen during the show. Like, this is why the chat is so important. If we don't have the chat there and your input, we don't have a show. If I have to sit here alone and just go, like if I were doing a pre-recorded show with no interaction with the audience, God, I mean, I could pull it off, but I wouldn't have nearly as much fun. All right. It's the give and take of the chat audience. And if you remember, it wasn't, it was fucked up in the past. I mean, if you think back to former Zaniac days, and it just got off the rails. It was just bad. It was too much. It was so wrong and scaring away so many people. So thank God that those people are gone. Most of them are since deceased because of poor health habits and various life choices. But whatever, you know, rest in peace, I guess. Actually, I don't care if you're resting in peace. Matt says, this is boring. Move along. Just kidding. Aram says, that doesn't sound like too bad of an idea, Kenny. Maybe I will take a break from things, too. Kenny's not here. You're just being mean to me. You're just trying to hurt my feelings is what you're trying to do. That is a blatant attempt to actually try to make me upset. But there's nothing you can do right now that could make me upset. I am in an exceptional mood. All right? There is nothing you can say or do that would hurt my feelings. I just don't understand why you would intentionally want to hurt me like that. I mean, all I do, I'm just the sweetest peaches. I'm the nicest guy in the world. And here you are with that type of pot shot. And that's exceptionally rude. That's all I can say. All right. I need to go tinkle. And I love you guys very much. But I will be back. You just sit tight. Aram says, wait a minute, what did I say? I know what you're doing there. Don't try to get yourself into trouble and then weasel your way out of it. You're trying to insult your old pal, Eric, and I'm not going to buy into that nonsense. I'm not going to play this silly game of yours. I know what you're up to. Okay, you stay right there, and I'll be back. All right, that's the end of that. Just held up my coffee mug to the camera. That is a picture of Jim and Aubrey's dog. Jim, Aubrey, and my grandkids' dog, Lola. Bob says, Aram going to take Kenny's place as Eric's punching bag for the next month. Kenny is not my punching bag. What are you talking about? All right. There's some lady in town here who's a total asshole, and she had been urged by the state to become like a guardian for like an infirm person, maybe a family member or a friend, could be elderly, could be some type of impairment. Kind of like what we have here with the NFK, just not doing a podcast talking about it. I'm not officially a guardian of the NFK. I found out that there was a plan in the state of Michigan that if you have a loved one you help care for, the state will actually give you money for that. And I guess it's a program to encourage people to do that, because in a lot of cases, the state would have to pay for care in a home. So rather than pay for that, they would pay a person, in this case, me or Diana, for care. Now, this was more when he was like, had that neck surgery. Not right now. He takes care of himself right now. Well, anyway, they do that shit. Well, this lady, I guess, was gaming that system. And now she's busted for this.
She wasn't trusted.
Oops. This lady, you'll see, and in this clip here, this video story, this is an investigation about this woman.
She wasn't trusted with some of West Michigan's most vulnerable citizens, but police say a Kent County guardian exploited them instead, fraudulently cashing Social Security.
She's a big fraud.
Security checks meant to cover her ward's basic needs.
Kimberly. Okay, so I'm guessing she's taking care of these people, and then each month they get a Social Security check, and then she's just using it on her own shit instead of the person keeping the money or using it for their own care.
Kimberly St. Ange is charged with conducting a criminal enterprise. That's a 20-year felony. And embezzlement from a vulnerable adult.
Look at that beast.
Adult. Target 8 investigator Susan Samples reports it was one woman's good deed and a joint investigation by police in Grand Rapids, Walker, and in Kent County that uncovered what detectives call a wide-ranging scheme.
Does God have first place in your life, or are you serving Satan?
If you need a refresher on good versus evil,
well, we know who we want to serve.
Yes, absolutely.
You might want to find yourself a friend like Joan, who leads Bible studies from her Grand Rapids living room.
I don't know. Every day I wake up and ask God to give me wisdom, you know.
Fittingly, it was Joan's desire to serve that exposed a Zealand woman who Grand Rapids police say served no one but herself.
This has to stop. This isn't right.
According to court records, 56-year-old Kimberly St. Ange of Zealand began...
Jeremy writes, she looks like someone who would do this. You know what she looks like? This is a face of a former Zaniac. That is a former Zaniac face. It has to be.
This has to stop. This isn't right.
According to court records, 56-year-old Kimberly St. Ange of Zealand began systematically diverting money in June 2023, 1 month after she started serving as a guardian through Kent County Probate Court. Grand Rapids police reported St. Ange cashed her ward's Social Security checks at a liquor store and a Walmart, among other places, and spent the cash, at least $43,000, on herself and her family, instead of the basic needs of 10 vulnerable adults who depended on her.
Among that's a lot of money. There had to have been several people involved in this. 10 people's Social Security checks.
Ange's alleged victims, a woman with special needs whose finances had previously been managed by a church friend named Joan.
And then one day, I decided I was getting older and I should probably turn this over.
Sounds like Wiener Poopy Lady. Remember her?
To somebody younger.
Enter Kent County Guardian St. Ange, who perhaps didn't realize that Joan was still...
That's the type of face, when you see her face, that right away... Even if you don't suspect anything right off the bat, the second you approach her, you're just like alarms start going off. You know, I mean, she just looks fucked up.
Was still receiving notifications from her church friend's bank account.
Check for $600 to some name I never heard of, and then several others.
One of the allegedly forged checks was made out to St. Ange's son, another, her mom.
And it was like, I turn it over to the state. And she should have been in good hands.
It's a problem Targadate first exposed in 2020.
There really hasn't been uniform.
By the way, they just showed a clip of the attorney general. And then right next to the attorney general, that's one of the Bernstein brothers. You know, Call Sam? That's the one who's blind. You know, like they would do the commercials, they're all looking at the camera, and then he's like looking over here.
There really hasn't been uniform requirements throughout the state.
For 5 years, the state's Elder Abuse Task Force, which includes Midland County Prosecutor J.D. Brooks, has worked to reform guardianship and conservator laws to require standard training and beef up safeguards.
The whole idea is to try to stop these losses from occurring.
Had you not still had access to her account, what would have happened?
I would have no proof. I would have nothing to go by.
Kent County Probate Court, which...
That lady is so sweet and nice, but I just hate her for some reason. I don't know why.
Pointed St. Ange Guardian declined comment citing the open criminal case. The court did tell me that it conducts criminal history and credit checks on all potential guardians. St. Ange's record is clean outside of one driving while impaired conviction, according to the state's criminal database. Federal records show she filed for bankruptcy twice more than 10 years ago. She declined a jail visit from Target 8.
Oh, that would have been
watching.
Great.
Don't think you can get away with things. He knows all.
In Grand
Rapids. All right, quit it. A brainwashing.
God's watching. Don't think you can get away with things. He knows all.
Okay. Whatever. I think she just got busted. All right. Kuipers says the skinny chick, he says very punchable face. I don't know. Do you mean the fat chick who stole the money or the skinny chick? Tyler says there's something about Bible thumpers that make me dislike people like her. I honestly don't know why. Also, she has slight wet pussy mouth syndrome. Yeah, you're right. She's going. God is watching. Yeah, Kuipers, I want to punch a fat chick too, but I also agree with Tyler. It's something about them. It's just like I always go, ugh. You know, people who like say praise Jesus because they successfully tied their shoes. Scott P is here. I love him. He donated a kidney. He's a legend. Yeah, I know exactly the vibe that you're talking about, Tyler. It's like they're trying too hard. Yeah, I've struggled with that too. I just wish that people who, you know, because I consider myself to be religious. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. All those things. I just don't wear it on my sleeve like that. You know, I just don't. And to me, whenever people do that, it's like, why are you? You're doing that to show out to the world how pious you are. That it's almost like you're. Well, I got to make sure everybody knows exactly how I feel. You don't. You don't. Tyler and I are alike. He says people like that have always made me feel icky. Oh, I cannot agree more. I just can't. It's just too much for me. You don't find too many Catholics like that. A lot of the time, Catholics are more buttoned up. They I don't know if they wear it on their sleeves as much. But, yeah, people get overwhelmed with that. And I'm like, come on now. Whatever. Hope I'm not pissing anybody off. I mean, at the end of the day, some of you are like, well, I do that. I do that. I don't believe you. I believe if you're watching this show, you don't. Donut Dan says, the abuse of that program in old folks is terrible. Elder abuse and scalers. Elder abuse and I don't know what that is. Scalers, scholars, many times steal from them. I think I know what you mean. Tyler says, my brother has been caring for my disabled mother. I wonder if he could get paid. Absolutely. Look into that. Because if they pay your brother a small amount to support, subsidize his care for his time and his energy and his effort, that's a pittance compared to what they would pay to a facility for the same type of care, you know, like a lot. And it's always a bummer because when people go into those places, they don't get as good of care that like your brother would provide to your mother, because your brother is one-on-one with your mother like that. So they go out of their way to make sure that people like your brother are taken care of and made whole as best as they can, because you are keeping the state from having to dig into their pocket and pay somebody who's indigent or can't afford it, you know? All right. So that was fucking horrible. Nick says paid family caregiving is a huge, hard living grift. Okay, so that sounds like the opposite of like what I was talking about. Nick is he is very much conservative fiscally. So it seems to me like Nick, when I say that that's good that the state does that, he's like, fuck you. The state should not do that. Well, asshole, it's either they pay a guy to take care of his mom a little bit or a lot when the person is in the home. This is a civilized country, you asshole. We take care of the elderly here. God, you're such a fucking retard. It is not a grift. It is absolutely important to take care of these vulnerable citizens. If Nick had it his way, it'd be like a third world country over here. What a cock. You dumb fuck. Can't wait to see you on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Last week, Nick shows up on there and we do the final word. And he felt bad that he wasn't wearing a hat because on his camera, it looked like he had the mange. So I'm wondering if he'll wear a hat this time. Nick clarifies. He says, I mean, half the cases are fraudulent. The hard living people use for income. Well, I'm sure there might be a few that do that. I don't know if it's half. I'm sure it happens. And they will be punished accordingly, hopefully. Anyway. Thank you so much to the Green Medicine Shop. If cannabis is your thing, I have a new shop for you to try out. It's the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Michigan's newest recreational cannabis facility. For 5 years, they were a medicinal-only facility. But they recently got their rec card, so that's awesome. Now they do both, recreational and medicinal marijuana. If you are under 21, the age group 18 to 21, you can get your cannabis products at the Green Medicine Shop. You just get your med card. It's available. All the information to get one is available at thegreenmedicineshop.com. But if you're 21 and over, you can get your recreational cannabis there. They are in Greenville, Michigan. They're open every night until 9 p.m. They're open 7 days a week till 9 p.m. They stop selling cannabis at 8:45. And they have everything. Everything imaginable. Hemp, vapes. They have gummies, all the different fun shit you eat. I don't know. They might even have some fucking baked goods there. Blunts, if that's your thing. Bag a pot. Whatever. In Michigan, you can transport 10 ounces. So buy your 10 ounces in Greenville, Michigan, at the Green Medicine Shop. If you're new to this, some people are what's called canna curious. They have a pharmacist there. Her name is Shawnee. She runs the joint, her and her husband, Matt, local business owners. And they're great. So it's not my thing, but for most of you, everybody smokes pot except me. There's a few of you in here that don't. But if, yeah, make the trip up to Greenville because you're supporting my sponsor. I'd really appreciate it. Get your 10 ounces at the Green Medicine Shop. Frank Fuss is the insurance expert on the show. If you need health care through healthcare.gov or Obamacare, same thing, different names, or also known as the marketplace, don't do it alone. Frank will help you, and it does not cost you a dime for his services. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and tap him as a resource, and he will walk you through it every step of the way. Again, he's free, he gets paid by insurance companies, and he will help you. He's also an expert on Medicare and, of course, Social Security planning to make sure that you don't get ripped off like that fat bitch in our last story. Thank you, Werner Roofing, WERNERRoofing.com. For your home, when you need a new roof, this is who you call. You can find them online at WernerRoofing.com, and that's WERNERRoofing.com. They are awesome. They'll put a new roof on your home. I just had one put on here not too long ago, and everything was perfect. They were done in a day, and it was like they weren't here. Except for one minor problem, they knocked the light off of the outside of my garage. They replaced it, no questions asked. Everything was good. Stevie, I know she smokes. Go get your pot from the Green Medicine Shop. David says, not me. Hard pass. Thanks. I will up until when I start my chemo. As soon as I start chemotherapy, I'm going to be smoking so much pot. It's going to be incredible. I do not have cancer. I'm just saying, like, if I ever get cancer, I should have said that ahead of time. I don't have cancer. That helps with your appetite. It helps, you know, it keeps you from not wanting to eat. It reduces nausea. Very important. That's the only good thing about cancer. You get to smoke as much pot as you want and not feel bad about it. Like, hey, I'm getting medicine, man. Holy shit. All right. Maureen is going to hate this. But I think this has jumped the shark for me. Sexy Sheriff Chris Swanson, I think, has jumped the shark. I'll explain. You know, I don't mind him having a social media presence. I do the same thing. But it seems like he goes out of his way to, like, look how sexy I am. Look how hot I am. Oh, I'm in such... Oh, look at me. I'm sweating as I pedal my bicycle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And let's go over this. I've only watched the first few seconds of it. It might prove me wrong. Linda describes it as a thirst trap. It is a thirst trap. Okay. This is Sheriff Chris Swanson. He's on a bike pedaling in like a fucking sauna or some shit. Why are you doing this?
It's 9:22, January the 7th, 2025. Just finishing up a 90-minute cycle. 131 degrees. And I'm going to open up a little bit to you personally about something that keeps me going. It's a question that I get from a lot of people that wonder how I keep going, and is he always like this? The answer is yes. I'm always like this. And I'm going to tell you what feeds me, what encourages me.
What do you mean you're always like this? Do you mean working out or sweaty?
For the day, and I'm going to encourage you to do the same in your own world. But I was asked to go visit a doctor's office today to go lift up and inspire a staff that works so hard dealing with people that have true problems. And
so why are you telling us this now? Can't you take a shower and just do a nice video? Why does it have to have fake Eminem music and you looking all sexy?
Frustrations and medical conditions. And I walked in, and the joy that I saw from Mrs. Matthews and Otis.
A lot of people would just do it and not make a video about it. You know, this is kind of like holiday break-in, like.
Phil, to Shalene behind the desk, to my buddy Joe Bob, 1681. Boy, it was great. And all the things that I get to do and I share on platforms like this, it encourages people. And when I hear that they're encouraged, it drives me to do more. So that's the answer. I'm just here to say thank you.
No, you're not. You're there to show us how sexy you are and to tell us about all the great things you're doing.
Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for believing in me. I ain't perfect, but I'm going to tell you this. I love people, and I love to inspire. So go tell somebody today that you are thankful for what they do for you, and watch what it does for them. Talk soon.
Ugh. Yuck. This is stupid. What an asshole. Maureen says, did you send this to him, Linda? Yes, she did. I'm getting unanimous support that he's a douchebag. Maureen says, I almost sent it to you this morning, or Linda says, I almost sent it to you, Maureen, but I was hoping EZ would use it. Yeah, I've had douche vibes about him in the past, but now it's pretty much confirmed. He's a douche. Ugh. Yuck. That's what Tyler says. I hate when people do this. Oh, look at me. I work out. So do a lot of people. Maureen says, you losers don't even know him. No, but that tells us a lot about him, okay? Quit looking through your sexy Swanson glasses and shut up for a minute and understand that only a douchebag would do that. That's a douchebag. Only douchebags shoot video. The hell, just think about what the info he gave us there. Why did he give us the info? Oh yeah, I'm just sweating here. I'm just finishing up a 90-minute bike ride, and it's 131 degrees in here as I pedal away. I just wanted to say, keep going. I went and visited these people today who needed my support, and they wanted me to be there because I'm there to tell them how great they are. And I'm so hot. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. Keep fighting. That was awful. Maureen says, I detect jealousy, Eric. Well, look. If that were true, everybody would be on here telling me that, okay? Not just you, moron. Everybody on here thinks that he looks like a dick. Linda says, or Aram says, Eric, you should create a video like this while doing P90X. That's come up. I've asked for the P90X yoga video. Well, I don't know if I'll ever do that. If I did do it, I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's because I want you to see how ridiculous it is and how goddamn difficult those workouts are. Me doing yoga is just the dumbest thing you're ever going to see. So that's why I would do that. But will I ever do it? This sounds very much like an Eric Zane Show podcast broken promise if I ever say we're doing it. The quickest way for me to not do it is for me to say, I'm going to do it. Bob says, Rowdy Roddy Piper speeches are more inspiring. Okay. Dan says, did he mention that he is a cop and a great gift to the community also? It's a job, dude. Yeah, Donut Dan's a cop. He's retired, but he's a cop. I think Sexy Swanson really leans into the Sexy Swanson thing. I think he knows that he's a handsome devil. I think he knows that he's in great shape. And I think that he's using this to get fresh pussy. That's what's happening here. He is only doing this to get fresh pussy. Now, he might be married. I don't know. But I think that because of that video of him, he's in his own space. And he's trying to impress some chick who's probably like 23. Tyler says, oh yeah, if he's married, he's definitely cheating. That's a fact. Only people who are trying to impress someone a lot younger than them would do something like this. He's acting out. I can promise you that. Maureen says he's been married for 30 years. Time doesn't matter. Because as his star rises, and it's been rising, he's getting it thrown at him by local 20-something-year-old whores and homewreckers. That's happening right now as we speak. All right? When you are that handsome and in that good of shape with that much star power and or money, I don't know if he makes any money, but he does have star power, he's getting tons of fresh pussy. That's what's happening. And Linda says, and 63-year-old hoes. Now, I didn't say that, but what Linda is saying there is that her sister, Maureen, is a 63-year-old hoe. Maureen says, I refuse to believe he's a cheater. He's actually kind of religious, too. Well, that means he's a cheater. The more religious you are, okay? So he probably, you know, once or twice a week, he wanders over to one of those hand-clapping churches where there's like a rock band. There's a dude with a fucking flying V hair, guitar with massively long hair. Jesus! Ah! And he's there going, yeah, hallelujah. And he's speaking in tongues and shit like that. And there's some hot blonde who wants to toss his salad. It's happened before. Okay. Perfect timing. I am going to make a prediction for the new year. Sexy Swanson is going to be involved in a love triangle, and it's going to cause his downfall. Sexy Swanson, January 8th, love triangle. I think this is a fantastic theory. And if it comes true, you guys are going to lose your fucking minds. Donut Dan says, of course he plays drums in the church band, LOL. Point proven. He is. Maureen says, Eric, he's never going to come on your podcast if you talk like this about him. Well, I don't want him on the podcast now. Chris says, were there any predictions from last year? I forget. I do too. I don't remember. I'm just going to make the one this year. Jeremy says he's religious. Isn't his whole thing about being anti-child trafficking? Methinks he doth protest too much. Well, that's really sinister and sick. I can't go that far. You know, that's criminal. I can't contribute to that stupid conversation. I just think he's getting tons of fresh puss. That's my easy hot take on sexy Sheriff Swanson. And as of this morning, I did not think that he was a douche until I saw that. And as soon as I saw him sweating, I go, okay, now I'm not going to watch this till I'm on the air or till I'm podcasting. But if this has nothing to do with his exercising, then this is douchey. And it does, and it is, and he's a douche. Maureen talks about her 8-page email she sent. I'm not falling for that again. All right. King's Room Barbershop is where you go to get a haircut to not look like a douche. They have a no douche rule there at King's Room Barbershop. They've been cutting hair for more than 50 years. Head to one of their three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, or at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, and you're going to get a haircut. Cost $19. So you might be the type of guy who goes as locally to Zach's or Jude's or Lady Jane's or like Lisa Krantz, Sport Clips. Go to King's Room Barbershop. It's for dudes who like short hair. I'm sorry. It's for dudes or chicks who like short hair. Like Lisa Krantz. And I just talked to her, and she said she now is getting her man cuts at King's Room Barbershop. So nicely done, ma'am. Nicely done. Thank you to them. Online at kingsroom.net. Their website's very intuitive because you go there and very easily see the exact locations, and then you click on schedule. And whoever cut your hair before, you see which one they're working at. Like, I always have Andy cut mine. So I have to travel to one of the three, and it's always great. I actually love the travel. It's the one time I get out of the fucking house. And then, Andy's got to cut my hair. He's an absolute legend. Thank you, Andy. KingsRoomBarbershop.net. When it comes to getting a mortgage. Oh, God, that's embarrassing. When it comes to getting a mortgage, go to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. From anywhere in the U.S., start the process with a phone call. 231-332-6505. 2024 was a big year with Van Dyke Mortgage locations throughout the entire U.S. You can't go far. You don't have to go far without finding one. But I want you to call Mario today, and he can help you out from anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Get started on your brand new home with your mortgage. Get pre-approved today. 231-332-6505. Maybe you want to buy a piece of property somewhere. Mario's going to get you the money. Buy now. Refinance later. If you were to get a 15-year fixed right now, you can get it down to about a 6.45, which it's been a lot worse. Slowly but surely, those rates are going to come down. So buy now, get into the home, refi when it drops below 3. You're going to be paying much less when you go from a 30-year to a 15-year because of that reduced interest. 231-332-6505 today. Nick says, you can DIY your hair like me and look like a psychopath. Oh, yeah, that's true. Aram says, Maureen, we can go watch Swanson on YouTube catching predators with Chris Hansen. Maureen says, yes, we should send Eric one of those videos. I've seen them. Aram says he catches predators and trains other departments all over the country how to catch predators. Oh, I know. I didn't say he doesn't do that. I'm just telling you. He is using the success of the Ghost program and all the other great things he's doing. And one of the side effects of that is increased star power. Now, that might not be an intentional thing that is happening. It just happened because it's a good thing. And he is a sexy, handsome dude. That's Sexy Swanson. So now he's got chicks throwing pussy at him. So now all of the stardom meets with the desire to get fresh gash. And now, since he's getting fresh gash, he's got to up his game on the sexy. Here we are, man in uniform, 50-something sexy dude. I'm telling you, I'm going to do the same thing. All right? As soon as I get in shape, I'm going to start posting videos of me going, oh, yeah, oh, I'm sweating. Yeah, let's do the great food giveaway. Oh, fuck, yeah, look at my fucking pipes. Yeah, who wants to see my cock? That's how this works. You know? Anyway, it's a real heart attack on Sexy Swanson. I imagine Maureen is super pissed about this. But look, I'm not the one who shot an unnecessary video of him sweating on TV. Said, oh, yeah, I just did my 90-minute workout. It's 130 degrees in here. Oh, God, I'm so fucking hot. Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, I got some people I want to thank. They're working hard. Thank you. I love your support. See you later. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Fucking douche. If I want sexy, I go to Joe Martinez. 616-516-8579. Joe Martinez is so sexy as he installs your furnace or your AC. Repairing anything that's wrong with it. 616-516-8579 for my friends at A&E Heating and Cooling. Have them install a new furnace or maybe fix your current one. Maybe it's got a lot of life in it. It just needs to be looked at. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. I don't want any misguided attacks on me today. Because I am about to, I think for the first time, I mean, it would make sense. Yesterday, the asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball, the Wheel Well Stowaways were the assholes of the day. But a conniving radio voice Linda, or short fuse Linda, is the one who put all the wheels in motion for what is about to happen. It's not my fault that Sexy Sheriff Swanson made a douchebag video, thirsty douchebag video. And it's not my fault that it was sent to me. And I just call it like I see it. I'm keeping it real. Linda, well done. Maureen says you cannot do this. No, I can. Sexy Swanson, not only is he the asshole of the day, but he's douchebag of the month, which is a new award here. And I'm calling it after the 8th of January. Sexy Swanson is the asshole of the day. Aram doesn't like it. He's taking umbrage with this. He says, Eric makes a douchebag video 5 days a week. Well, you know, that might be your new thing. Hurt me, because that's the second time you've attacked me today for some reason, and I don't know why. I haven't said anything horrible about you. Why would I do that? It's a very aggressive take. I mean, who am I? I'm just calling people out for being douchebags. And the prediction has been laid down. Sexy Swanson will be involved in a love triangle. All right. Donut Dan describes Sexy Sheriff Swanson as peacocking. Maureen says he has political aspirations, so he's using social media. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Your wet snatch is making you dumb. All right? There's nothing wrong with using social media. It's the idea, ding dong, of him, just finished a 90-minute bike ride. I'm just so hot. Oh, sweat dripping off him. Just wanted to say thank you. Just keep going. Keep fighting. Ooh. That's what that is. That's douchey. It's horrible. But I thank you, Linda, for providing that information. It was so great. Linda, just a star on the forehead. We have exposed Sexy Sheriff Swanson. Who knew this was going to happen? I did not see this coming. I will talk to you a little later on the Patreon bonus podcast. Thank you for being here, folks. You're wonderful. Have a great rest of your day.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.